Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
No, but you can judge a judge by which president's picking them sometimes. Yep, we have judicial vacancies. Open door. Is that an open door for Biden to offset the Trump legacy in the court system? He'll certainly try. Josh Blackman joins us, South Texas College of Law in Houston. I'll tell you what, when it came to appointing judges, though, the Trump administration was pretty prolific, wasn't it? It's going to be hard for the Biden administration to keep up with that.
You know, I think the most enduring legacy of President Trump is actually the courts. He appointed nearly 200 federal judges in a record pace in only 4 years, plus three Supreme Court justices. It was truly a remarkable accomplishment.
No, you're right. It really was. The question is, what, if anything, can this administration, the current administration, do to try to undo some of that?
Well, so far, Biden has been moving pretty quickly. He's appointed several dozen judges in a very fast pace. The only president who's appointed this many judges in recent years has been Reagan. And Biden's done this with a 50-50 Senate. Indeed, Kamala Harris has had to break the tie in a couple of votes. So if the Republicans win the Senate in about a year or so, that would pretty much grind that process to a halt. But I think Biden will try and, as I say, run through the tape and keep pushing as long as he has a very small Senate majority.
Josh, I'm curious, how many judicial openings are there in an average year? Because it seems like every president has an opportunity to literally appoint hundreds of judges. Why do we have such a big turnover?
Well, what happens is that judges who are Democratic appointees tend to retire when there's a Republican, when there's a Democratic president, and when there's a Republican president, the Republican appointees tend to retire. So they cluster. So shortly after Biden took office, a lot of judges signaled that they would step down and take a retirement status. So Biden appointed replacements. They didn't want Trump to replace them; they wanted Biden to replace them, and they held on.
Okay, so I guess that's bad news for Republicans that we don't have judges that are willing to kind of stick it out. Why wouldn't they be willing to stick it out? Why would they step down just because a Democrat's now president?
You know, I think a lot of judges want their replacement to be like them. And if you were a Clinton appointee or an Obama appointee, you didn't want a Trump person to come in and sort of undo your work. So you wait for a Democratic president. That doesn't always work. Believe it or not, during the Trump years, there were a couple of Carter appointees, Jimmy Carter, who actually passed away because they were holding on, hoping for another Democratic president. So judges can't always pick the time of the replacement, but some of them do try.
Yeah. Used to be a time where I'm guessing there wasn't as big a difference between a Democrat judge and a Republican judge, you know, when the parties were both a little bit more, you know, Republicans a little less conservative and Democrats a whole lot less progressive, but now there's a pretty glaring difference between your average Democrat judge and Republican judge, I'm guessing.
You know, it's kind of a chicken and egg problem, right? Which came first? Did the parties become politicized or did the judges become politicized? It's hard to sort of drill down, but I think if you look at the circuit courts now, there's a bigger gap between the conservative appointees and the liberal appointees. That's very clearly observable.
Okay. Josh, thanks. Appreciate it. Josh Blackman, South Texas College of Law, joining us here on Houston's Morning News.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.